Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. That's right, you have done it. You have made it to the end of the week, and the weekend is near. And this weekend is a pretty special weekend, seeing as though it's the holiday weekend, right? On Monday, that will be Labor Day. So for those who are working or working from home, you get to chill on Monday. Right, for most people. Some still got to go in there and grind. But I want you guys to enjoy this weekend because, you know, who knows how many great weekends we have left of beautiful weather. I keep saying that as we close down the summer days, you know, I believe it's like September 20-something where, you know, we officially turn the page from summer and go into fall. So enjoy this weekend, folks, with your family and friends and loved ones. But please do it safely, right? Doing it safely is the key. You know, I saw the news yesterday, and I watched the Instagram video of Dwayne Johnson, better known as The Rock, former WWE, well, it was WWF, wrestler, and now turned the highest paid actor in Hollywood. He's absolutely amazing. But The Rock went on his Instagram and told of how his entire family got infected with the COVID-19 virus. And, you know, yes, including his children. And how, you know, his kids were okay. You know, the biggest symptom that they had was a sore throat. But how him and his wife had a bit of a rougher go. And, you know, this thing is still out there. It's still infecting people. It's still floating around, and it does not care about your age, your color, your background. It does not care. So just please be safe. All right, folks, I know you're tired of hearing me say that, but I feel like it's my obligation and my duty to say that. Okay? But as we all know, our world as we know it will not be the same for quite some time. And yes, that means the sports world will not be the same for quite some time. But yesterday, we did get some news that seems to bring us a little bit closer to some kind of normalcy in the sporting world. And this has been a very hotly debated topic. We saw last week how there was actually a protest on the steps of the Capitol building calling for the reinstatement of this sport. That being high school football, to resume and get up and playing again. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer actually held a press conference yesterday and has allowed high school football to take place here in the state of Michigan. And the MHSAA, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, has reinstated officially high school football in the state of Michigan, and padded practices will be able to begin next week. So there you have that. And I know there's so many people out there who are rejoicing and are happy to see these young men be able to get out on the gridiron and do what they love. And I'm gonna tackle that topic on today's Current Sports. Is this the right move? Is the question I have today. Is this the right move? Do you feel comfortable in, you know, sending your high school son, nephew, cousin back to high school to play football, where he's going to be in close contact with other players. It's a physical sport. Football is impossible to play without being physical, of course. How comfortable do you feel? And I'm curious, are there parents out there who are saying no to their son or nephew or cousin, saying, no, you can't play. You can't play. You got to stay home because I don't want you possibly getting infected and then bringing home the possible virus. So I'm wondering how parents are responding to this. I feel like the majority of parents out there are, yay, let's do this. While there are still others who are saying, no, we have to be extremely cautious here. Especially, you know, families who have elderly people living in the same confines as them. You know, to have the youngest in the family or one of the youngest in the family out there playing high school football, possibly getting infected and bringing that home to an older family member. I mean, that is a little bit scary, right? So I'm curious. I'm just trying to gauge how families are handling this news, okay? Also, there is a new hire in the National Basketball Association that totally makes sense to me. When the news broke about this yesterday morning, I said, oh, wow, that's a fantastic hire. But then later on in the day, I saw some personalities out there, some broadcasters out there, some people in the Twitter sphere, and speaking of personalities, there's one personality that really led the charge in putting this opinion out there, that the hire of Steve Nash for the Brooklyn Nets, it has a lot to do with white privilege. That is white privilege. Now, I'm pretty educated in the topic of white privilege. I have studied this topic in college. I have talked about it numerous times here on Current Sports. Look, I'm a black man living in America. I think I know about this topic pretty well. And there are some topics where my beautiful black brothers and sisters re-reach and try to make it a race thing without looking at the full scope. And I get it. We're highly sensitive right now based on what has happened in 2020, what has happened in recent years when it comes to race relations here in America. But white privilege, when it comes to the Steve Nash hire, I'm not buying that one. And then we'll close out the show with Reflection Friday as we reflect on the week that has been here on WKAR's Current Sports and expound upon anything that you want to. Maybe I'll get to a few stories that I didn't get a chance to really cover and hammer home. Or just anything on my sports noggin to close out this week. So you can be a part of the show, though. You guys know that if you would like to be a part of WKAR's Current Sports, you can call in and leave us a voicemail at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. Leave us a comment anywhere there on our Facebook page, or you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Again, multiple ways in which you can weigh in. But you know what's next? Here are your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. And we start here. The fall 2020 football season was reinstated yesterday by the Representative Council of the Michigan High School Athletic Association after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Executive Order 176 lifted restrictions that previously prevented the sport from being played. So padded practices can begin starting next week Tuesday, with the first games of the regular season taking place on September 18th. Now, teams will play their originally scheduled Week 4 contest. Teams will play a six-game regular season, and all teams in 11- and 8-player football will qualify for the playoffs. So really, every game, seeing as though it's a shortened regular season, every single game is basically an exhibition matchup in which you can fine-tune and practice, really. So that's really cool. You know, all teams making the playoffs, that's pretty incredible. The 8-player state finals will take place on November 27th to the 28th, and the 11-player finals will be held on December 4th to the 5th. So other fall sports that will be able to start play are volleyball, boys soccer, and girls swimming. Boys soccer matches can begin immediately. Girls swimming can begin on Monday, and volleyball matches can start on Wednesday. So the decision to play sports will be determined by each individual school district. So even though Governor Gretchen Whitmer is allowing this, and even though the Michigan High School Athletic Association is saying, yes, it's time to play ball, at the end of the day, schools can decide that, no, we don't feel comfortable. We're not in that mindset just yet. We don't feel safe. We're not going to play. Those school districts can do that. It's up to the school district to make that decision. All right? So schools have the option to stage fall sports competitions in the spring. They can do that. You can hold off and say we're going to play in the spring instead. But if you do that, just know that you will not be eligible for the 2020 championship season, because the Michigan High School Athletic Association will conduct postseason championship events for fall sports only in 2020. So they're saying basically, hey, you can play in the spring if you want, but if you do, you will not have a championship. So a lot of things to weigh there, and I'm just curious to see, you know, what school districts here in the greater Lansing area will do. We just haven't gotten word yet. So we'll see what happens. Okay, before Michigan football practiced on Wednesday, head coach Jim Harbaugh gathered the team to deliver a message. The Wolverines, Harbaugh said, could potentially begin play come October. Interesting statement, right? This is what offensive tackle Ryan Hayes said during a video call with reporters on Thursday. Quote, Coach Harbaugh did say we could possibly play in October. Just to give a little motivation, just to keep practicing hard, we're going to be prepared. We have mentioned October, but nothing's for sure, end quote. As the potential return date of college football remains uncertain, October has been the latest rumor after another whirlwind week. Sports radio host Dan Patrick, he reported Tuesday that the Big Ten was targeting a mid-October start date, writing, quote, if conferences can pass updated safety measures and procedures, looking at the Big Ten is targeting October 10th to start the football season. End quote. Again, that coming from sports radio host Dan Patrick and him plugging away at his sources. So, I don't know. I still don't think that is realistic. Again, this is all talk right now. And, you know, earlier this week, I'm reading from ESPN that their sources are telling them that, yeah, there's still so many things to iron out right now. Nobody is on the same page. They're just, these are just a bunch of possibilities being thrown out and talked about, but nothing set in stone. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. The Detroit Tigers are back on the hunt to take a series as they get set to face the Minnesota Twins starting today. Detroit won the last one and is looking to spark that offensive push it had on Tuesday night. Matthew Boyd will start game one and aims to add another solid six innings on Saturday. It will be a doubleheader between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins today, a 2:10 p.m. first pitch and a 5:10 p.m. first pitch, both, of course, in Minnesota. And when it comes to Boyd, he threw 87 pitches, struck out six hitters. He allowed just four hits and two runs. Boyd had 39 Ks this season through 34.2 innings of work. Now, he will face righty Randy Dobnak, who is 5-2 on the year with a 3.12 ERA. He has 17 strikeouts through 34.2 innings of work. The last time the Tigers faced Dobnak, they had 6 runs off 12 hits. It's the first time in Dobnak's career that he has given up more than 2 earned runs. So again, the Detroit Tigers in a doubleheader against the Minnesota Twins starting at 2:10 p.m. All right, former Detroit Pistons point guard Chauncey Billups could potentially add coach to his resume. Yesterday, Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports reported that Billups was interested in a coaching career. Haynes added that Billups had considered the idea 6 years ago, but has stronger interest this time around. Haynes reported that there were teams who had begun looking into Billups' candidacy. And there are currently 4 teams on the hunt for a head coach. Those teams being the Chicago Bulls, the Indiana Pacers, the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, should Billups be hired on as a head coach, he would join 8 former NBA players who are currently the head coaches of teams around the league. That's a trend. On Thursday morning, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, the Brooklyn Nets, they hired former point guard great Steve Nash as their new head coach. And again, I will have more on the hire of Steve Nash because there has been, in my opinion, just some ridiculous backlash based on that hire, even some yelling out white privilege. So I'll get to that in just a moment. The Washington football team released running back Adrian Peterson, which could signal the end of his NFL career. Peterson, he spent the past 2 years with Washington, leading the team in rushing over that time with 1,940 yards and 12 touchdowns. He has rushed for 14,216 yards, trailing Barry Sanders by a little over 1,000 yards for 4th place on the NFL's career list. Now, Peterson ranks 4th with 111 rushing touchdowns. He still wants to continue playing. At least that's what a source is telling ESPN's Adam Schefter. Washington, though, has a young roster that it wants to grow. Peterson right now is 35 years old. He is considered a power runner. The team has 4 other running backs, all 27 years old or younger, and all capable of helping in both the run and the pass game. So age is becoming a factor for what has really already been a pretty incredible and long career for AP. We'll see if an NFL team out there gives him another chance. All right, the NBA playoff slate yesterday. Toronto beat Boston. Raptors over Celtics in what was a thriller of a game as Toronto was able to beat Boston 104-103. They finally get a game in that series. Boston still leads it, though, 2-1, and they would have gone down and, of course, a 3-0 hole if they did not pull that one out. But OG Anunoby, he had the game winner, taking his first and only 3 in that moment. It was a great pass from Kyle Lowry from the sideline to basically the other sideline on the side of the basket, and OG put it in to win the game. Pretty incredible stuff. And this was just moments after Jaylen Brown made one incredible play with the pass down low to the paint to give Boston the lead and seemingly the game. But one incredible game as Toronto finally gets a game in that series. And in the second game, the late game slate, the LA Clippers didn't even make it close. They looked dominant from the first quarter on as they beat Jamal Murray and the Denver Nuggets, 120-97. The Clips now lead that series 1-0. And tonight, 2 more games. Starting at 6:30 p.m., the Milwaukee Bucks surprisingly trying to climb out of this 2-0 hole against the Miami Heat. Shout out to Eric Spoelstra and the Heat. They have been doing one fantastic job out there. So we'll see if Giannis Antetokounmpo can get it going there. And the late game will be game 1 between the Houston Rockets and the LA Lakers. I will be glued to my TV. That will be a 9 p.m. tip time there. Milwaukee and Miami will be on TNT, and Houston and LA will be seen on ESPN. And in the NHL playoffs last night, we saw the Philadelphia Flyers beat the New York Islanders 5-4, the final there. That one went to double OT, and that series is now tied at 3 games apiece, which means the two greatest words in sports. That's right, Game 7. And speaking of Game 7, the next series I'm about to discuss is also going to a Game 7. Gotta love the NHL playoffs. Incredibly exciting as the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they were shut out against the Vancouver Canucks. 4-0 there. And again, that series tied 3-3. Oh, you gotta love Game 7s, folks. Tonight, starting at 4 p.m., well, I should say starting in the afternoon, I guess. Not really tonight at 4 p.m., but starting at 4 p.m., you've got the Dallas Stars taking on the Colorado Avalanche, and then at 9 p.m., you've got that Game 7 between the Vancouver Canucks and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So Game 1 can be seen on USA, and Game 2, Game 7, the NBC Sports Network. Awesome, awesome stuff. Some exciting, exciting sports play, folks. And, you know, I just, even though we are in the midst of a pandemic, I'm just very appreciative that we do have sports back on our televisions to keep us entertained now, right? Because I tell you what, a couple of months ago, it was very, very depressing, wasn't it? I mean, my goodness, just really missing it. And, we've got some big golf events, coming up. The Kentucky Derby is also this weekend. I'm going to touch on that for Reflection Friday. But the Kentucky Derby will take place in its 146th running. And, you know, there's some favorites that could possibly do some damage. But the Kentucky Derby will take place tomorrow at 7:01 p.m. A $2 million purse is on the line, and you can catch that on NBC. And right now, the favorite is, what, Finnick the Fierce? Authentic. Authentic is the favorite. So, well, he's one of the favorites. I guess no. At 8-1, let me correct myself here. So, yeah, you can tell I'm not a sports racing expert, right? And I haven't really done my research on this just yet. But Tis the Law is actually the favorite to win the Derby at 3-5 odds. Then you have Honor AP at 5-1 odds. And also Authentic comes in at 8-1 odds. So your three favorites right there. But Tis the Law. I like that name. Tis the Law is your favorite. So bet your house. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I do not advise that. Okay. All right, folks, that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, if you would like to be a part of the show, multiple ways in which you can do so. You can pick up that phone and leave us a voice message. I love hearing from you guys. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can leave us a comment at our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. You can tweet me. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll dive into the start of high school football. With the new executive order, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has allowed high school football to finally begin in this state. Right or wrong move? And how comfortable do you feel about your son or cousin or nephew getting back on the high school football gridiron? We'll discuss. You are listening to the Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Al Martin. Thank you so much for allowing WKAR's Current Sports to be a part of your weekday afternoon, as I'm going to do my best into ushering you into your holiday weekend, Labor Day taking place. Please be safe. And the weather looks to be, you know, pretty great this weekend. You know, we're going to see just really nice temps in the 70s. It is getting a bit cooler. You can feel it, right? You know, no longer are we seeing those temperatures in the 90s. You know, I'm having to close my window up as soon as, you know, the sun starts to set. You know, it's not as humid as it is. I miss that because part of my family is born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago. That's where my mother is from. And, you know, look, Trinidad is hot. All right. We're talking about the Caribbean, folks. But I love that. So I grew up in that and I love weather like that. So I'm certainly missing those humid temperatures. But hey, you know, temps in the 70s is still quite all right. Right. Especially in comparison to what we get during that winter time of the year. So enjoy this. We'll see temps today in the 70s, the low 70s, 72 to be exact, will be the high here in Lansing, Michigan, a low of 54 on Saturday, a high of 76, a low of 51 on Sunday, a high of 72, low of 66. Going to be cloudy on Sunday. Two beautiful sunshiny days today and Saturday, and then Monday for your Labor Day. 76 degrees, sunny all day, no rain in sight, low of 55. So, you know, I feel like a weatherman just saying that. But, you know, I just want to give you guys a weather update, which I may do on special weekends so you know how to prepare if you aren't looking at your smartphone and preparing for the weekend and not even thinking about the weather. So going to be a great weekend, and I really hope you guys enjoy it, all right? Do it safely, you know. Again, with the weather being this nice, you know, have your activities outdoors where it is much more safer than being in some air-conditioned room where the coronavirus is said to spread more easily, okay? Okay, to this topic, high school sports are back. Really, really back. Because they, you know, we had some sports taking place, but they don't truly feel back until high school football really gets back, right? And look, man, I'm happy for a lot of the young athletes out there just from a mental standpoint. You know, there are so many young men out there who love the game of football, who love playing it and look forward to the high school football season. And I must admit, you know, I believe it was last week or the week prior to, you know, I'm getting my weeks jumbled up here because of the pandemic, but when it was supposed to be the opening weekend for high school football, it did feel so weird and so different just driving around knowing that there were no kickoffs taking place. You know, I'm a man who, prior to WKAR, you know, I cut my teeth at WLNS TV6 as a reporter and anchor there. And then prior to that, I had interned there for 2 years while in college. And one of the prime hallmarks of my job was, of course, covering the high school football scene and exhaust and every Friday night being at a high school football game with the camera, you know, producing a show that is still up and running. Shout out to Audrey Dahlgren and Alex Sims over there at WLNS TV6, holding it down and still keeping the fifth quarter on television alive and running. But, you know, I worked on that show for a long time and helped produce many, many shows. And that was a staple of what I did there, being out under the Friday night lights covering our local teams in the greater Lansing area. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So it felt so weird. You know, the first year, dating back to my college career here in the area, the first year, opening weekend, I was not at a high school football game, and I'm sure many of you out there listening felt very weird as well. You know, it's just a weird year, a lot going on. Our lives will not be the same for a while due to the coronavirus pandemic. And things change a bit now, because yesterday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, her executive order 176, that order has now lifted restrictions that previously prevented high school football from taking place. due to the virus. And look, when you talk about decisions made by people in positions politically, like Governor Gretchen Whitmer, there are going to be people that agree and disagree. There are going to be people that have strong opinions because it's politics, which is why I detest politics, folks. I detest it. It's why when I was in college majoring in journalism, I knew that I could never be a news reporter. I just knew it because, you know, you had to cover politics and that stuff just turns me off. It's so, again, it's just my opinion. It's so ugly. It can get so ugly and can get so personal. It can get so dirty. And that stuff affects my mood subconsciously, man. So I don't like talking politics. I hate it, which is why I became a sports reporter. But again, nowadays we're seeing sports and politics collide. And this is one of those topics, right? That's why I'm making this point, because when you talk about this, when you talk about Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her executive order lifting these restrictions, you're going to have people on the side of supporting how Governor Gretchen Whitmer has handled this, how she has been so cautious and has based everything on science and has opened up slowly and really took this thing serious, and people that support that. Then you got the other side. People think that she's totally overreacting. People who think that, you know, the state of Michigan should have been opened up. We should have been had high school football. Masks are stupid. You know, I could go on and on and on. You know, you have that side as well. Then you also have people in the middle who have agreed with some of the decisions she's made and disagree with some of the decisions she's made. And look, this is a tough topic to discuss as well, because, you know, when just having conversations here locally with so many of you in the community, as I walk around with my mask, you know, running errands from time to time, it's tough because, you know, I'm sitting here about to discuss the start of high school football, right? Which is, don't get me wrong, very important and a hallmark to our community. But on the flip side of that, you've got small business owners out there who have been making some very tough decisions. That's real life, folks. That's important. Small business owners out there who have been operating for years, and that's their livelihood. That's how they pay their bills. These small business owners have been making some very tough decisions when it comes to laying off employees, when it comes to budget cuts, or having to close down permanently and file for bankruptcy. That's real life, and those are the individuals that I've been thinking about more than whether or not there's going to be high school sports or college sports. And so it's really, really tough, man. And, you know, so many people have really taken the conversation of high school sports starting up so personal, when I really wish they had that same energy for small business owners out there who are really struggling and who have been hallmarks of this community for a long, long time. Why don't you protest a bit for those individuals or find a way to raise some money to help those people? But hey, that's just me talking. Back to the topic at hand, high school football beginning. The big question I have from you, because you guys know how I fall on this. I have been giving my opinion on this for weeks on end. You guys know where I fall. I am still not 1,000% convinced that this is the right move. That having high school kids out there on the football field playing a very, very physical sport in football, I don't know if that's the right move, especially when knowing that these high school kids still have to go home. These high school young men still have to go home to their families where, you know, the household age varies. You may have grandma or grandpa staying with you. What if you bring that home? I just don't know. And you know what? Michigan's top doctor says that you should still avoid high school football. Michigan's top medical executive, Dr. Jonae Caldoun, she won't be going to the gym anytime soon. her children, who she calls avid soccer players, will not be playing in the near future. Because with this new executive order, not only will, you know, high schools be able to allow football to take place, but gyms are allowed to open as well, you know, and it's very unnerving. But when you have Michigan's top medical executive saying that her children won't be playing in the near future. They'll still be at home. And she won't be working out at a gym. That's saying a lot, right? You know, she does not recommend partaking in either activity. This is what Cal Doon said today. Quote, "Just because you can do something does not mean you should. Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked me to provide medical and public health guidance on what people should do. I said people should think for themselves, and hopefully they understand from a public health perspective, it's probably not the safest decision to engage in contact sports," end quote. So you can do it. You can have your son participate in high school football, but Michigan's top medical expert is saying, I wouldn't do it. Go ahead. Go ahead at your own risk, is basically what she's saying. And I think, you know, what I've been trying to do throughout this pandemic, and I'm sure many of you have as well, is put the politics aside. And sometimes you have to read between the lines when it comes to some politicians who are talking about the pandemic and the virus, because they have their own agendas that they're operating from. I have tried so hard to filter the politics from what is safe and true from the mouths of medical experts. That's what I've tried to do throughout this entire pandemic. What is safe and healthy? Politics aside, I don't care what your political views are, and please do not put your political views into what is being proven as safe and right during this time. Because we quickly went from, okay, let's listen to what the doctors got to say. We quickly went from that to, okay, politicians coming out and trying to push their political agenda as to what's motivating how they stand on the discussion of the coronavirus pandemic, which is insane, right? So for me, I won't be going to a gym soon. For me, if I was a parent, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be enrolling my son back onto the football team. Too risky. Just too risky. But hey, I'm not a father yet. Well, I don't know if I can count my dog. That doesn't count. I'm not a father yet. Hopefully one day I'm blessed to have, you know, a son. But, you know, I can't fully put myself into your mindset, because I know, I'm pretty sure that there are some parents out there who are listening to this and saying that, yeah, Al, I totally agree with you, but man, he really wants to play. Al, I totally agree with you, but man, he's just on the verge of getting a scholarship and having his entire college degree paid for. I hear you, Al. I agree with you. But gosh, he's always bothering me about it. And what if this is his ticket out? This could be a life-changing thing for him. If he plays, we could get that scholarship to that major university, and then he could have a chance at making the pros. And there are so many angles to consider, and that's why I want to hear from the parents out there. I got to hear from the parents out there. If you don't call in and leave a voicemail, you better believe I'll be talking to a few this weekend. Because I really want to have a firm finger on the pulse of how many parents out there are feeling about this right now. There's a risk. there is a risk right now. And what's the data? Let's look at the numbers, right? Right now, Michigan is averaging 634 new coronavirus cases per day. 634 new coronavirus cases per day. That's four times higher than it was in mid-June. Although Dr. Khaldun notes that the state's COVID-19 testing is up significantly since then to about 30,000 tests per day, or about 2% of the population per week. So again, you gotta take all this in consideration. I'm just laying it all out on the table right now for you to consider and to think about, because that is what families are doing right now when discussing whether or not their son should play next week, starting next week. More testing does mean, yes, more numbers, but that is a bit alarming, right? 634 new coronavirus cases per day. What if you are among that 600 plus? What do you do? And all it takes is one outbreak. That's the thing. And you're playing football. You're hitting each other on every single play. You are coming in contact, direct contact with another human being every single day. It's impossible to social distance when playing football. And this isn't the NBA, where you are in a bubble. These kids can't be in a bubble. That's just ludicrous. And are you testing these kids on the daily? I mean, how do you implement that? Can you implement that? Does that make any sense? This doesn't make any sense to me right now. I mean, we're still at a place right now, even with the testing, where, you know, some people, yeah, a very small population of people have the new instant result test. But on average, I mean, when you're getting that test, you're waiting 2 to 3 days. New cases per million people per day. A data point that was in the 60s for most of July and August is at 41, which is the lowest it's been since June 25th. The 7-day average for new deaths per day is at 11. It had stayed steady between 4 and 14 per day since June 15th. After averaging more than 100 people per day for most of April, and positive test rates fell from 3.5 to 3% throughout the month of August, coronavirus hospitalizations have remained steadily under 700 confirmed and probable cases. So there are a few numbers you can think about, but again, I want to hear from the parents out there. I know what I would do, but again, I'm not a parent. I just don't feel comfortable. Heck, if the government said, all right, we got it under control today, and college football said we're going to play, and the Big Ten finally gave in and played, I would still operate with so much caution, just as much as I have today and throughout these last few months. I would still be wearing my mask. I don't know how comfortable I feel sitting in a press box right now. Just thinking about it. I was just thinking about it the other day. You know, if the Big Ten said, yeah, we're going to play Michigan State, you know, the football season could start soon. And, you know, we talk about, you know, that season resuming and the Mel Tucker era begins game one. I don't know if I feel comfortable going to that game and sitting in that press box. Or after that game in the locker room, or not the locker room, excuse me, the press conference room, you know, sitting close to other media members, sticking a mic in the faces of players. I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, I'll have Reflection Friday for you. And I want to reflect on a story that broke yesterday morning concerning one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game being hired to coach the Brooklyn Nets in Steve Nash, and some arguing white privilege. Huh. We'll bring you home on that topic. You are listening to the Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Again, it is September 4th, 2020. As we usher you into the holiday weekend, I really hope you guys have a great one out there. Reflection Friday. You know, this is a segment that we end each and every Friday show on, or at least try to, where we look at the week that has been on WKAR's Current Sports, and I bring to you my favorite stories, maybe bring up a few stories I didn't get a chance to cover, or maybe some fresh news I just want to vent about, all right? Really, just a segment in which I can sound off on anything, all right? Doesn't even have to be sports-related. So I do want to note, you guys know I'm an avid hip-hop fan, and I'm born and raised on the west side of Detroit, just like this brother, and I have to give him a shout-out. Big shout-out to Big Sean. Famed rapper, Big Sean, one of the greatest hip-hop artists to come out of my hometown. He is doing it big, and he has a new album entitled Detroit 2, and I got the chance to listen to it as I was prepping for today's show, and I love it. It is a great body of work, and it includes one of my favorite comedians, Dave Chappelle, who tells a story about Detroit that's pretty epic. All right. I love the album, Big Sean. Thank you so much. This is a great soundtrack as we go into the holiday weekend. I know I'll be listening to it for the coming days into the weekend multiple times. All right. And also, I want to give a big shout out to Ron DeLeon. You know, Ron gave me a call yesterday. You know, he's one of my dear friends here in the area. If you don't know who I'm talking about, Ron DeLeon is a longtime CATA bus driver here in the greater Lansing area. And he is also the man when it comes to fight promoting. He has been promoting MMA and boxing events for a long time here in the area, and I have had the privilege to actually ring announce two of his events, and I've had a blast doing it. But he's a dear friend of mine, and we were just chatting it up, just talking about life yesterday for about close to an hour. And, you know, he was just talking, you know, telling me about his family and how his family is doing. We talked about the death of Chadwick Boseman. Talking about, you know, where does the Black Panther franchise go from here and just the impact that Chadwick Boseman had and how we should live our lives every single day. It was just a really good conversation, man. So I really appreciate that, Ron. And if you got somebody on your mind that you haven't talked to in a while, give them a call. Give them a call, man, because tomorrow is never promised. All right. So I just wanted to note that. And finally, Steve Nash is now the new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA. Steve Nash, famed point guard in the NBA. His credentials speak for themselves. And an incredible basketball mind. And now, you know, he is the current head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. He, you know, the news broke yesterday morning, and it just amazed me how some people out there, cough, cough, ESPN's Stephen A. Smith, how some are saying that this is the prime example of white privilege. There are so many other black head coaches out there who should have this job instead of Steve Nash. This is the example of white privilege. I would say that. I would at least hear you out if Steve Nash didn't have the credentials in comparison to those other names. Like a Sam Cassell, for instance. Sam's going to get his due, too. Sam Cassell is doing a great job as an assistant coach in the NBA. He's going to get his due. But the credentials are there. I mean, my goodness. Heck, he was a consultant for the Golden State Warriors for 2 years, where he won two rings there. I mean, I just don't understand it, man. Sometimes we play the race card way too much. And I get it. We're hypersensitive because of everything that's happening in this nation right now. But this ain't it. All right. Just had to get that off my chest. Had to reflect on this Friday. All right, folks. We're out of time. I want to wish you and yours a happy holiday weekend. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend. I'll see you next week, folks. Be smart. Be safe. And as always, be easy, people.